How do you know if your partner is the one? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gary Lewandowski, professor and department chair of psychology at Monmouth University, explores the science behind this question.
Is my partner the one I should spend the rest of my life with? Simple question, hard answer. But getting it right is incredibly important. Relationships are one of the most influential sources of happiness in your life, and everyone deserves a great relationship. However, a variety of factors, inertia, fear of being single, or low expectations may lead you to settle for the relationship you have instead of the relationship you deserve. Figuring it all out is daunting, but thankfully science can help you make better decisions. Consider how you might respond to the following. If I weren't dating my partner, I would find another appealing person to date. If you agree, researchers would say you have high perceived quality of alternatives, meaning that you think your next partner would be as good or better than your current one. Though you're confident, you ideally wouldn't even notice the potential greener grass of other partners because you're with someone whom you think is best for you already. A good relationship helps you become a better person, a process researchers call self-expansion. Not only does this make you feel like a better, more capable person, it enhances relationship quality too. If your relationship falls short, look for opportunities to do new and interesting things together. Have a date night, go somewhere different. If your partner is not helping build a better you, it may be time for a better partner. What's in your relationship's future? Well, it depends on who you ask, and you may not be the best judge. Research indicates that you're the most confident in your predictions of the future, but your friends and family are more accurate. If the people around you raise doubts about your relationship, the research shows there is good reason to listen to them. While many of us get driver's ed in high school, we don't get relationship's ed. But learning about the science of relationships can help you make better decisions about whether to stay or to go.
That was Gary Lewandowski of Monmouth University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.
So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're